Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Previously on the Pavement Top 50.
Tristan in Amsterdam, we're here at number four. Four faces on Rushmore. Think about it. These next four songs are Pavement's Rushmore. So there's that. Now then, Silence Kid. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, love the song, first and foremost. And it was really sick to get back into it and listen to it again. I think I've been maybe listening to singles instead of doing full playthroughs recently.
Okay.
Or like choosing individual songs that I love. So it was nice to go back and just put on the beginning of the record, listen to the whole record through again, and listen to all the B-sides and stuff. And the Silence Kid is like perfect start.
Hey, this is Westy from the rock and roll band Pavement, and you're listening to The Countdown.
Hey, it's JD here, back for another episode of our Top 50 Countdown for seminal indie rock band, Pavement. Week over week, we're going to count down the 50 essential Pavement tracks that you selected with your very own Top 20 ballots. I then tabulated the results using an abacus, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. That's 10 goddamn birds. I nearly lost my shirt in birdseed. How will your favorite song fare in the rankings? You'll need to tune in to find out. So there's that. This week, I'm joined by Pavement superfan Hugh from Northern Virginia. Hugh, how are you doing, motherfucker?
I'm doing great, JD. It's good to be here. I'm really excited.
Great to have you.
I'm so excited.
Oh, wow. Well, that means a lot. Prior to hitting the record button, you mentioned that you've been listening for 4 years, and that just warms my heart.
I kind of came at the very beginning, because my Pavement origin story started right before you did the podcast. And I came in, and you were just like a part of my life for like 4 years or whatever.
Oh.
And I feel like I kind of know you, and I've been through your ups and downs, and thinking about you, and it's been important to me.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's so flattering. Thank you so much.
It's been great.
Oh. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So great.
Well, let's get right into it then. That's as good a segue as we're going to find to your Pavement origin story. So, let's do it. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Well, I knew about Pavement kind of, first of all, I discovered Pavement really when I was 60 years old. I'm 65 now.
Okay.
And that's unusual.
Yeah.
And so I knew about Cut Your Hair, and my now wife, 20 years ago, made me like a CD, like a love CD, and it had Shady Lane on it. So I only thought of Pavement as like...
That's marrying material right there.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah. And it was sort of light and sort of poppy and fun. And then I read somewhere, I can't remember who it was, that somebody said the Pavement was their favorite band. So I went to our CD collection, and my wife had Crooked Rain on CD. And also she had Watery Domestic.
Oh my God.
So I took Watery Domestic because I knew Crooked Rain and Cut Your Hair. I took Watery Domestic and I put it in my car stereo. Still had a CD player. And I turned it on. And you know, the first...
Yeah.
You know, Texas Never Whispers. It's like insane. I thought my speakers were blown. And then the sound started up, and then the guitars came in at the second point. I went, holy shit. And I remember driving for the next half hour, listening to it over and over. It was only four songs, over and over and over and over. And then I got into Pavement crazy. And I went back to every album, found everything. So I sort of pigeonholed them as a light poppy band, you know?
Right. Because you thought Shady Lane was representative.
Yeah. Or even Cut Your Hair. Like, da, right, da, da, right. You know, that's kind of true, like harness your hopes.
Yeah.
But it's not.
No.
And so it just was crazy. And I feel like I just they become my favorite band, and it's insane. But I love them. Yeah,
that's wild that that album took hold of you so strongly. I mean, it doesn't surprise me because it is such a good, like, maybe it's the best EP of all time.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's
definitely
amazing.
Pavement's best EP.
Oh my Lord. It's just crazy. And it's totally different than Shady Lane and Cut Your Hair. So
yeah. Yeah.
And I just love that, that crazy sound at the beginning of Texas Never Whispers. It's that crazy guitar.
Yeah.
Gets me every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I found you. I found your podcast and I kind of came along with you. And I remember at the very beginning, I wrote you an email. And I said, three things in it. I said, first of all, I don't think you're saying Malkmus's name right.
Yes.
And second of all was like, you were talking over the songs like a DJ. And the third was about audio levels or something like that.
Right.
But you read the thing on the air or on whatever air podcast is, and you read it on the air and you said, nah, I'm too far gone to pronounce Malkmus. You were doing Malkmus.
Right.
It's Malkmus. And I noticed that you changed like years later. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
But you responded to that. And that was really cool.
I'm a learner.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, and there was that. And then towards the end of your podcast, you got to the last Pavement song. I guess it's what? Carrot Rope.
Yeah.
And you were about to trying to get Steven to do a thing with you. And so I went on Twitter. And I jumped in. He just posted this Pavement Blackout 8-bit thing. And I jumped on Twitter I tweeted something to you, to Steven, as a reply. And I said, I'll read it to you here. I can send it to you. Steven, please. This is February 4th, 22.
That's okay. That's 10 days before we did it.
Steven, please do JD of Meeting Malkmus a solid and record something or talk to him on his last show. He's been at this for 3 years, and it's been a huge deal for all SM Pavement fans, including me. Can't wait to see y'all in Philly and DC in October. Pavement is now my fave band.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
And I really think, I don't know. I know there are other things influencing his decision to do that last podcast, but I really kind of hope and think that maybe that was helpful.
Oh, I hope so. Well, he did say he had people reaching out to him on social media. So
yeah.
When I did talk to him, that's something that I remember him saying. So I don't know if we said that in the interview or whether we said that.
Yeah.
I
remember that.
Yeah. I don't do a whole lot of editing.
Yeah.
And that speaks to the audio levels back in the day.
Yeah, of course. I it's fine.
And then, I was trying to go even JD, like I can reveal this now. My name is Jamie. My name is Jamie Dew, but I initially wanted to be mysterious like Pavement was. And so I went by JD. And now it's just caught on. It's just like everybody calls me JD and I go with it even in my real life. So it's been a lot of fun. I also went like sort of lo-fi. Like I applied filters to my Vokes track and tried to make it sound, you know, like a little sludgier or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember talking over the songs, though. Did I used to talk over the songs?
At the very beginning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all.
It's changed. It changed a lot, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, over the years.
And I also share your love of IPAs, too.
So. Oh, excellent. Yeah.
For good or for worse.
Yeah, they're definitely for worse. Like, I stepped on the scale today, and it's like, I was having some last night. Jesus. All right. Continue onward.
It's kind of, I mean, I just saw them in, because I didn't know them back then.
Right.
So my only, was Philly and Washington, DC. Cause I live in the Washington, DC area.
North Virginia.
So, I bought a ticket in the balcony at the Met in Philly. And, I was just like, it was like the weirdest thing because I was like vibrating with nervousness and like, oh my God, it's kind of like seeing the Grand Canyon, you know, and looking at it and going, what? And so they came on and they played Grounded first off.
Oh my God.
And I was in the balcony and I was a little too far away, but I it was such a good show. And then Kurt Vile, who I like a lot,
yeah,
came on and did Zurich is Stained.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And he was awesome. And yeah. He came on and he said, sang Zurich is Stained, and he left it because he's from Philadelphia.
Okay.
And I spent the night there in a hotel, and I took the train back. And the next night, I saw them in D.C. close up with my wife. And the show was one of those shows where they didn't kind of play all their big hits. You know, I wanted my wife to be blown away by like Summer Babe and,
yeah,
you know, Grounded. They didn't play that. They started off with, what's that song? I can't remember. But it's the one they started off at the Fonda with. But, you know, where it's just up. What's it called? I can't remember. But, yeah, and
somebody's screaming it out right now. Send me an email, jd@meetingmalkmus.com. Let me know.
I should know this. It's the one where it's just Malkmus and Westy. The dunk, dunk, dong, dunk, dong, da da, da da. Sorry, sorry.
I don't have it. So I'm gonna look it up.
Anyway, it's great, and I loved it. What they did, they were kind of off. They weren't as good as they were in Philly because I think they just done Philly the night before. And it wasn't quite as good. But they played weird stuff like Half a Canyon and Pueblo.
Really?
And like odd, you know, that I loved. But my wife.
Oh my God. Our singer. Of course.
Our singer. That's it. Yeah. Exactly.
I can hear it now in your playing.
Yeah, exactly. Our singer. So, and then they ended with Here, which wasn't kind of like. I wanted them to end with like Summer Babe or Stereo. I don't know, something that leaves you going out on a high. It just didn't work. And I was like a little disappointed because I wanted my wife to be like blown away. But they were great. I mean, they were great. But the Philly show was just the bomb, I thought.
There's always got to be a favorite, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they can't be, you know, perfect every night if they're, I mean, especially back to back. So.
I also think Bob did a really great job with the set lists. Now, despite your experience in Washington, D.C., I think that he did them in such a way as to keep Malkmus interested, you know, and on his toes a little bit.
Totally.
You know?
Totally. Yeah.
And the rest of the guys, too, for that matter.
They all were into it. That's the kind of vibe I got, which was I kind of heard and saw, you know, from the YouTube videos that in the 2010 that Malkmus seemed a little grumpier.
He did.
And he seemed a little like, I'm doing this, but, you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's kind of why how I felt about it, that there was better, and he was kind of more fun. And Bob was just awesome. I feel like Bob is like the magic, like the hot sauce.
He really is, right?
He's the thing that makes it go over the top.
And he's so funny because he's so modest about it. Like he doesn't,
think, yeah,
you know, like he doesn't think that he's, you know, all that. And yet, like every Pavement fan is like, oh my gosh, like Bob is.
Oh yeah, no, I'm a big Bob fan. Yeah, I have people come up to me and say. You know, or say, you know, oh, what does Bob really even do? And I'm like, you don't understand. You got to see, you know, mm-hmm. You don't know how great he is. So
that's right.
And I've seen them without Bob, recordings without Bob, and it's not the same.
No.
At all.
I can imagine.
So I have one more little thing I wanted to share with you.
Sure, please.
A little story. And it happened this March. I was in New Orleans, walking through downtown New Orleans. And there was a street, and in the middle of the street, it was blocked off. There were like four hippie guys sitting on crates and had crates, hollered them, and they had crates with little manual typewriters on them. And they said, I'll write you a poem for money. You know, they were kind of like doing busking, but with poetry, you know.
That's so.
Yeah. And there were four of them. And I was wearing this shirt, this Pavement shirt, and yeah. They saw me, and this is how they sucker people in, I'm sure. But they go, hey, you like Pavement. I know Stephen Malkmus. I've met Stephen Malkmus. I'll write a poem for you about Stephen Malkmus. And I walked on by, I said, oh, that's great. And then my wife goes, go back, do it. So I go back, and I said, which one of you knows Stephen Malkmus? This guy was no shirt on, long hair, tattoos, sitting in front of this manual typewriter that looked like it was from 1942. And he goes, okay, I'll write you a poem about Stephen Malkmus, and you come back. And I said, what is it going to cost? $10. $10, but you know, let's do the money at the end. So he wrote it out. I'll show it to you. See, it's on just a little piece of, he's got his logo there. Yeah. And you can tell it's on a manual typewriter because he X'd out the words. But
he was holding up something that looks almost like a receipt. You know, it sort of looks like a receipt. It's of that sort of size, or it looks like an insert from a 7-inch or something
exactly.
like that. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, it looks very cool.
So this guy, that's his job. He sits there and writes poems all day for money. And here's his Stephen Malkmus poem. I just thought I'd read it because it's funny.
Please.
Wowie zowie. Stephen has taken me away with that droll, unassuming heart on fire that's left me slanted and a tad bit enchanted. And we met on the carpet, hi-fi headphones blaring that crooning, those words falling from his mouth onto the pavement of my soul. And it took me some time to understand what he wanted out of me, what he wanted me to see in his jick-like state of the world. But I feel like I've found it, feel as though I'd make him proud as I slam these stanzas through a ribbon onto parchment. Taking this pavement as my office, remember he's on the street.
Right.
Wowie zowie, Stephen. You've left me slanted and a tad bit enchanted.
Well, that's very cool.
Yeah.
So that's a great souvenir.
I know. It's, you know, it's kind of fun. And so I'm really excited about that.
That isn't beads.
Yeah, exactly. Cheap plastic beads.
That's right.
Yeah. So I ended up paying him $20.
Oh, that's great.
Because I liked it.
Yeah.
And I knew he really knew about Stephen and pavement and the jig. So that's great.
Neat.
Yeah.
So what is your go-to record at this point? Like, do you have one that you
they
that
just
you go
switch
back
all,
to, or is it switches all the
they
time?
They switch constantly. But you know, it used to be Bright in the Quarters.
Okay.
And then lately it's been back to Slanted.
Okay.
I really like Terror Twilight too. I'm not one of those people that brush it off. I love it. So
it's very different. It's just very different, right?
Yeah. And I, you know, it's funny because one of my favorite songs off of Terror Twilight is You Are Light.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's been not embraced as much as it could be because it gets crazy at the end and it's really great. But
well, none of those songs got a chance to marinate in a set list. I mean, they toured on that record and then broke up and then have done reunion shows. So it's not like they got a sixth record and they had to sprinkle some Terror Twilight songs into a set list.
Yeah.
You know, following Terror Twilight. Like,
yeah.
So they didn't get a chance to breathe and grow and become something else, you know?
Yeah. So I guess that's what it is. But I love them all.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, it's like picking the favorite of the favorites. I don't know. They're all this. To me, they're all great.
Yeah.
And even the early stuff is good. So
couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah, I think so. So what do you think, Hugh, from Northern Virginia? Should we flip the script here and listen to song number 3?
Sure.
Let's do it. We'll be back right after this.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Hey, this is Bob Nastanovich from Pavement. Thanks for listening. And now on with a countdown.
Number 12.
Go back to those cold sounds and keep my advent to yourself, because it's nothing I don't like. Is it a crisis or a boring change when it's central, so essential? It has a nice ring when you laugh.
opinions, and they're coming to the chorus now. I keep my address to yourself.
Last week, we talked about the final four in a Rushmorean manner. Four songs, four faces. This time out, we're into the Olympic medal podium realm. Today is bronze, so Gold Sounds is your number three song on the countdown. On the podium, but not quite a gold or a silver. What do you have to say on behalf of Gold Sounds, Hugh from Northern Virginia?
Gold Sounds is a classic. I like your podium and the final four and the podium thing and the gold and the bronze. That's great. I really like Gold Sounds. It's not like my super, super go-to favorite. But I love it. And the part that I really like is near the end when he says, "So drunk in the August sun." And it just hits me so hard. And I don't know why, but, you know, it's a lot of what Pavement is, I don't quite understand.
Sure.
How it works on me. I don't get how it actually works, but it just does.
It just hits the button, right?
Oh, yeah. And so drunk in the August sun. And then he comes in with quarantine the past. And then the next, like, you remember in December. So it goes August to December. And it's just a great song, but it doesn't really kind of kick in for me until the end. Because it sounds kind of like normal and poppy and not sure. Quite Pavement-y. So it's like, okay. And then at the end, that with the solo part or the bridge, and then coming back with "So Drunk in the August Sun," it just gets me. So,
oh, me too. That's I love the next two lyrics.
I love it.
"You're the kind of girl I like because you're empty.
Empty. And I'm empty.
Oh, man.
And you can never quarantine the past." Yeah. That's amazing. And then they name their greatest hits "Quarantine the Past."
That's right.
So yeah. I love all of it.
Yeah.
So it's a great song. And I think number three is perfect. I think for me, it's like a bronze for the Gold Sounds. Yeah.
Yeah. So you think it's properly rated then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah. What do you think about where it sits on the record? Like, to me, it's very representative of Terror Twilight. It doesn't sound anything like Slanted, but it's very representative of Terror Twilight.
It's Crooked Rain.
It drips. Oh, right. Terror Twilight. Jesus Christ. Crooked Rain. It's it's dripping with nostalgia.
That's, you know? It. Yeah.
It's so, I wish I had it in 1994. You know, I wish I had access to this in 94. And I just didn't.
I think it's really all about nostalgia.
Yeah.
And looking back and saying, you know, in relationships and like, what did I do then? And I let it go and we have secrets. I don't know. I think it's all about looking back and then going forward and kind of about time shifting. There's a lot of time shifting, you know, it's August sun. Now I'm in December. Now I'm back. I'm here. So it's a lot about time and how kind of fluid it is and how we change over the years, I think.
Cool. So, yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to read. I have a Perfect Sound Forever, and there's a quote on Gold Sounds.
Please, share away.
And I think it's quoting Malcolm's, but it says Gold Sounds, and then there's a dash, and it says, a self-doubt song.
Hmm.
And it says, I really do not like myself much and feel guilty for even expressing myself, Stephen says, quoting, quote again, that's the classic line everyone comes out with. I feel like that. And I'm sure the Kurt Cobains of this world also feel like that. What are you supposed to say? I hate myself and I want to die? That's a great title. It's a shame he didn't use it. What can you do? Love yourself and start to live.
Wise words from SM.
I know. And I can totally relate to all that. But it's funny that he applies this as a self-doubt song.
Yeah.
Because it's like, doesn't really come off as a self-doubt song to me, more like nostalgia and what I would have done. But I guess that is self-doubt. I don't know. But
that's interesting.
I like that a lot. Anyway, I get it, but it's a strange thing to say about Gold Sounds, I think. So,
jangly, poppy,
exactly.
Fun song. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's about self-doubt. Like,
exactly.
It's not what you would expect.
Exactly. And it's like, ding, gling, gling. Yeah. Changy, changy guitars. But it's funny. I don't know. But that's SM.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, Hugh from Northern Virginia, do you have anything that you would like to plug at all?
No.
Nothing, eh? All right.
Well, I will say that I'm a guitar player.
Okay.
And I have really, really appreciated this website called Slay Tracks. I don't know if you know about it.
I don't know about it. No.
Okay. But it's every Pavement guitar tab.
Oh, really?
That this guy, I can't remember where he is, has put together, even into the Jicks and even past that into solo stuff. So the guy has put it all together and it's all accurate. And as a guitar player, what I could say is one of the strangest things about Pavement that I came to understand is how many alternate tunings they use.
Big time. Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. I mean, like, and he has all of the songs, and it's called slaytracks.com or something. It's on a Google share site, Slay Tracks. I can't remember it, but guitar tabs, Slay Tracks, you put that in, you'll find it. And he has them all sorted by different tunings as well, as every album and all the tunings. And the tabs are really accurate. So if all the guitar players out there want to go to Slay Tracks, that's great. And I'd like to plug him.
That's nice. Very nice of you. Yeah. Cool. Well, Hugh, it's been great talking to you today. I've had a blast. This is really cool. We're in the thick of things here at number three. Next week, we're going to reveal song number two, ooh, which I feel will give away what song number one is. When you hear what song number two is, you're going to be able to use the power of deduction and probably get your feelings for what number one is. So you definitely want to listen next week.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Other than that, thank you so much once again, and please wash your goddamn hands.
Thanks for listening to Meeting Malcolmus, a Pavement podcast, where we count down the top 50 Pavement tracks as selected by you. If you've got questions or concerns, please shoot me an email.
jd.meetingmalcolmus@gmail.com.
Duvra! Podcasts and such.
Experience experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.